If you have your Bibles tonight, the book of Proverbs, chapter number six, the Bible says a merry heart is like a medicine. And I'm thankful that we can laugh in the house of God. By the way, I'm not sure if we're live streaming. If we are, I want to tell my son, happy 10th birthday today. My son turns 10. And I always get a little leery when I go off and I preach and I leave him at home with his mom and his sisters. My son, if you ever meet him, and hopefully one day you will, he's a very witted young man. Some call it smart. He's a smart aleck. Well, several years ago, I was preaching in Florida. And I looked at my boy. I said, Deacon, I'm about to leave. I'm be gone for a week. Can you be the man of the house? He said, yes. True story. He said, yes, sir, I can be the man of the house. I said, Deacon, you think you can take care of your mom and your sisters? Can you be the man of the house? He said, yes, Daddy, I can be the man of the house. I said, I'm trusting you. Man, I got over to Florida, and man, I preached Monday night and Tuesday night. Went good, had a soul saved, had people at the altar. Man, I'm shouting around. I'm rejoicing that Tuesday night. I come get in the vehicle, pick up my phone, and there's a missed call from my beautiful bride. I call her, and she says, you need to do something with your son. When he makes good grades, he's her son. When he does something bad, he's my son. I said, okay, put him on the phone. He gets on the phone. He said, Daddy, I couldn't understand what he was saying. Daddy, 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 Daddy. I said, what's wrong, son? He said, Mama almost killed me, Daddy. She almost killed me. I said, son, what did you do? He said, Daddy, I thought you said I was the boss. Daddy, I thought you said I was in charge. I said, son, I didn't say that. I said, son, what did you do? He said, Mama cooked supper and I didn't like it. He said, so I told her, woman, get in there and make me a bacon sandwich. Whew. I know his mama. That wasn't a good statement to make to her. People often ask, Brother Caleb, what'd you tell him? I said, son, you got to quit hanging out with your pawpaw. Proverbs chapter number six. If you get there, let's stand for a moment for the reading of the Word of God. Proverbs chapter number six, verse number six through verse number nine. The Bible says, go to the ant, thou sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise, which having no guide, overseer, or ruler, provideth her meat in the summer and gathereth her food in the harvest. How long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard? When wilt thou arise out of thy sleep? I want to point your attention back to verse number six. Go to the ant. Look at the last part of that verse. Consider her ways. Tonight, for a few moments, I want to preach to you this thought. Consider the ant. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you, God, this evening in and through the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God, I'm so thankful for the opportunity to preach in such a great church. God, to fill the pulpit of a great man of God. I am so thankful for this opportunity. But God, I pray this evening that I would decrease so that you might increase. God, may these people not hear from a man, but may they hear from heaven. And God, I'm asking you, Lord, to do what only you can do. God, I pray you would protect and keep my family safe as I'm away. We love you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. And you may be seated. I don't know about you. I don't know about here in Maryland, but down in southeast Louisiana, we've got a lot of ants. I was preaching in Ohio last week, and as soon as I got back home Thursday, I began to mow my yard, and there was mounds of ant beds all over my yard. And as I mowed over them, I thought, well, I'm going to get you out of the yard. Well, I went back Saturday, and the ant beds were back. You know, there's a lot of things that we can learn tonight about the ant. There is some things that God has placed in His book. There are some things that may be small, may be insignificant when you first look at it. But may I say, there are some small things that God has put in His book. When we examine them, we will find out they're not insignificant, but they're great with the purpose that God created them with. Amen. Proverbs chapter number 30, look what the Bible says. Proverbs 30, verse number 24 and verse number 25. The Bible says, there be four things which are little upon the earth, but they are exceedingly wise. The ants are people not strong, yet they prepare their meat in the summer. There are things upon this earth in which God created that are oftentimes overlooked. But when you examine the overlooked, you will oftentimes find an outline of purpose and greatness. In our text tonight, we will examine the ant. At first glance, the ant seems small. It seems insignificant. But you will find that there is a lot more to an ant than just its size. So tonight, our text tells us to consider the ant. The writer of Proverbs is suggesting to us, the readers, that there is a lot that we can learn in this life when we consider the ant. So for a few moments tonight, let us consider the ant. When you sit down and you begin to think about the ant, there's going to be some things that are going to pop out to you. When I sit down and I begin to examine the ant, when I begin to consider the ant, when I begin to think about the ant, there are some things that begin to be clear in my mind about the purpose of an ant. When you will consider the ant, when you consider the ant, you will find, number one, that an ant is a serious prepper. When you consider the ant, you will find out that ants always make preparations. They are preparing all summer long. They are preparing all spring long. They are preparing all fall long. An ant is active in the spring. It is active in the summer. It is active in the fall, always making preparation for the winter. You see, an ant thinks winter all summer long. They are always storing up. They are always making preparation. They know that soon the winter is coming. They know the snow is coming. They know the cold is coming. They know the ice is coming. They know that the ground is soon going to get hard and it's going to be frozen over. So in the ant's mind, they say, let us prepare. Let us store up while we still have time. The ant is always, always, always making preparation. They're never lazy. You see, an ant always thinks that time is running out. They always feel as though time is running out. They always feel that winter is on the horizon. They always feel that winter is coming very, very soon. So when spring happens, they begin to prepare for the winter. When summer comes, they're still preparing for the winter. When fall gets here, they're still preparing for the winter because an ant always thinks time is running out. You say, well, Brother Caleb, when we consider the ant, what can I learn? What can apply to my life? What can I gain and glean from an ant? We better be prepared. Amen. We better be prepared. Our time is running out. The Bible says life is but a vapor. It appeareth for a short season and it vanisheth away. You say, well, Brother Caleb, how in the world can I, how can I make preparation? Amos chapter number 4 tells us this, to prepare to meet thy God. May I suggest to you here tonight, if you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, if you've never got under the spout where the glory comes out, if you've never had the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, the sinless, the spotless, the sacrificial blood of the Lord Jesus Christ applied to your heart. If you've never surrendered yourself to the God of glory and asked Jesus Christ to come into your heart and save you from your sins and be Lord of your life, may I tell you tonight, you better make preparations now. You better make preparations now. You better prepare to meet God. If you don't make those preparations, lost person, one day and maybe soon, you're going to open your eyes or close your eyes in death. And if you don't prepare to meet God, you will open your eyes in hell. Right. Saved people, we got to prepare to meet God as well. Hey, I'm so thankful that at 16 years old, at Ben's Ford Christian School Gymnasium, on a jumping box before my Lord God, before my Savior Jesus Christ, I bowed on my knees and I confessed Jesus Christ as Lord, and He came into my heart and He saved my soul. Hey, I ain't got over it yet. I ain't lost it yet. I can't lose it because it don't belong to me. It belongs to Him. Praise the Lord. I'm secure for all of eternity. My name is written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. My seat is already reserved in the heaven. Hey, I'm going to heaven, but as a Christian, I also need to prepare to meet God. I know when this was written, he was writing to the Jewish believers, but there's a passage in the Gospels that really stands out to me. And I know I'm taking it out of context, but it always reminds me to be prepared. The Bible says, let not your flight be in the winter or on the Sabbath day. He's talking to the Jewish people and he says, don't let your flight from Israel be in the cold season or on the rest day. Make sure it's a day that is active. When the Lord comes back to get me, I don't want to be resting. When the Lord comes back to get me, I don't want to be cold. I want to be on fire for God. I want to be working for God, because one day we're going to stand before the living God of glory at the Bema seat of Christ, and the Bible says we're going to give an account for everything we've done in this flesh, whether it be good or whether it be evil, all the works of my flesh that I've done for myself, one day stand before the fire of Almighty God, and His fire will judge my works, and the wood, hay, and the stubble, the things that I've done for myself will burn to ashes, but the gold, silver, and the precious stones, the things that I've done for the Lord, will be turned into crowns that I will one day be able to lay at the feet of Jesus Christ. Child of God, consider the end. Make preparations to meet God. Amen. Oh, friend, when you consider the ant, you will find out they are serious preppers. I'm here tonight to try to help you, church. This message helped me. We better be prepared for the spiritual battle.
Right.
We better be making preparations for the spiritual battle. If you're not preparing for the fiery darts of the evil one, you're in trouble. If you're not preparing for the attacks of Satan, you're in trouble. The Bible says to put on the whole armor of God that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Having done all to stand, stand therefore, having our loins girt about with truth, with a breastplate of righteousness, with the shoes, our shoes shod with the preparation of gospel of peace, taking the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Hey, we're in a real battle. The Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against spiritual wickedness in high places. The devil is real. The flesh is real. The evil forces of this world is real. The spiritual warfare is real. We are living. We are living. We are living on a battlefield. We are living in a spiritual warfare. May I say, we as Christians, we better be prepared for the battle that's at hand. Make preparations. Make preparations. When you consider the ant, they are serious preppers. I hope we prepare others to meet God. I hope we help prepare others to meet God.
Right.
I heard a preacher one time say this, an older preacher. He said, there's only one thing you can take to heaven with you, and that's the souls you've won for Christ.
Yeah.
The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 11, verse 30, he that winneth souls is wise. The Bible says in the book of Jude, verse 22, verse 23, says, and some have compassion, making the difference, pulling them out of the fires, even hating the garment spotted by the flesh. The Bible tells us to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. May I suggest to you tonight that it is our job as Christians, it is our jobs as followers of Christ, it is our job as redeemed, born-again believers to help others prepare to meet God. It is my job as a father to make sure my kids are prepared to meet God. It is my job as a husband to make sure I ask my wife if she's prepared to meet God. It is my job as a Christian neighbor to go to my neighbors and ask them, are they prepared to meet God? It is my job as a pastor to ask my flock if they're prepared to meet God. It is my job as a Christian in my community to go out and ask people in the community, are they prepared to meet God? It is my job as a Christian American to go out into this country and ask people, are they prepared to meet God?
Amen.
You see, when you consider an ant, they're always prepping. They're serious preppers. You know, the Bible says for us as believers to prepare for heaven. Prepare for heaven. Not only prepare to meet God, but prepare for heaven. The Bible says, lay not up for yourselves treasures on this earth where moth and rust doth corrupt, where thieves can break through and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven.
Right.
You see, what an ant does all summer, what an ant does all spring, what an ant does all fall, they lay up, they store up, they prepare, they get their nest full of all the preparation they need for the winter. Well, one day, whether by death or by rapture, I'm going into the glory world, and if you're saved, you're going into the glory world. And right now, in these few years that we got left on this planet, we better be storing up for things on the other side.
Amen.
The second thing you'll find out about an ant, when you examine them. Consider the ant, the Bible says. Consider the ant. Ants are strong. I know Proverbs chapter 30 says ants aren't people strong. At first glance, ants seem weak because of their size. Ants seem weak because they are small. Yet, an ant can carry 10 to 50 times their own body weight. How many of you have kids or grandkids? You feed them breakfast. Sometimes we do breakfast and we do it out on the front porch if it's a nice day. And my son loves Fruit Loops. I mean, he loves Fruit Loops. And there's times he's eating the Fruit Loops and some Fruit Loops fall. He goes off to school. I'll come back even that evening, maybe for lunch at the house, leave the church and head there for lunch. And I'll see one of those one of those Fruit Loops that he dropped. I'll see it walking. It'll be moving on my front porch. And I'm thinking, oh, Lord, there's an evil spirit here possessing the Fruit Loops. But on further examination, instead of getting freaked out thinking there's an evil spirit on this Fruit Loop just walking by itself, I'll go pick that Fruit Loop up and there'll be an ant underneath it with the Fruit Loop on its back. That Fruit Loop's four times the size of that ant, but yet that ant can carry that load. You see, an ant can tote a load up to 50 times its own body weight. You see, they may be small. They may seem weak. They may be small, but they are strong. Can I encourage you tonight, church? You and I, we may seem insignificant. We may feel as though we're small. We may feel as though we don't matter. We may see the vast of humanity and the 8 billion people on the planet, and we don't feel like much, but God has done some great things in our life. God has done some great things for us. God has saved our soul. God has called us into the ministry. And the Bible says, be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Amen. To be strong. Help carry the load.
Right.
Oh, friend, we need strong Christians in the world today. No sissy Christians needed. No weak, passive Christians needed. We need strong people.
Amen.
People that are not strong in themselves, but they are strong in the power of the Lord.
Amen.
Can I help you tonight? You know where you get your strength from the Lord? You get your strength from the Lord when you are cloaked and clothed in His presence.
Right.
You get your strength from the Lord when you have the presence of God, not just in you, but on you. You get that strength from this book. You get that strength from the prayer closet. Hey, in the country that we live in the year 2024, hey, listen to me, teenagers. What this next generation needs, it needs some young people. It needs some young people with the power of God on them. It needs some young people with the strength of the Lord on them. It needs some young people cloaked and clothed in the power of God. It needs some young people that's not scared. They're not scared to serve God, but they will be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. That's what your generation needs. That's what we need. When you consider the ant, when you think about the ant, you will find out that ants share the load. Ants work together. Have you ever seen an ant toting a disregarded cookie? Have you ever left a cookie out on your front porch or out in the yard? And all of a sudden, you start seeing that cookie getting broke down, and there's a trail of ants, maybe 500 or 1,000 deep, and they're going from their nest, they're going from their colony, they're going from their bed, they're traveling all the way to this cookie, and one by one, they are breaking this cookie down, and it seems like 500, 1,000, 2,000 ants are taking turns helping break this cookie down and bring it back to their colony. You see, ants are team players.
Right.
When you study the ants, you find out that some ants are in control of digging, some harvest, some prepare the nest, and some are even warriors. But yet every ant helps tote the load. You see, an ant is not a spectator, they are a kingdom builder.
All
I don't know about here. I know this is a great church. But about every church I pastor, I'm sorry, every church I preach at and the church that I pastor, I find that we all have one thing in common. It seems there are a few people doing the work for the whole. Now, I know I'm preaching to the choir. This is Monday night revival. And I can't speak for this church. I don't know this church. But I can speak for Ben's Ford Baptist Church. I can speak for the church that I pastor. We're out in the middle of nowhere. Sunday morning, we may have 450, 500 people, and praise the Lord for that. But out of those 500 people, it seems, brother, it seems, Dr. Belcher, that there's only about 30 of them that's toting the load for everybody. They're the ones that's volunteering for everything. There's the ones that's helping the ministry grow. There's the ones that's out knocking on doors. They are the ones that's working in nursery. They're the ones that's cleaning up after people. There's the ones that's serving people. And I commend and I thank the people who do the job in the house of God. But every single one of us should be carrying our load for the church and for the Lord Jesus Christ. When you consider the ants, you will find out that ants share the load. They don't make five ants go break down that cookie and bring it back to the nest. Thousands of them go get it. And one by one, they break it down. And one by one, they bring it back. Bring it back for the colony. Oh, friend, a church that everyone buys in and everyone pulls together will be a church that accomplishes great things. When you consider the ant... When you consider the ant, the fourth thing you will find is that ants are self-motivated. Proverbs chapter number 6. Look at it. Let's read it together. Proverbs chapter 6. Look what the writer of Proverbs says. Go to the ant, thou sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise, which having no guide, overseer, or ruler, provideth her meat in the summer. Ants are self-motivated. Ants don't have a boss. They don't have somebody riding around in a pickup truck that rolls the windows down and says, hey, you're breaking that cookie down wrong. Hey, you're carrying that Fruit Loop way too slow. They don't have someone to tell them what to do. May I tell you tonight ants are not told, ants are not patrolled, but yet ants do not fold. Right. It's in their DNA to do the job. Amen. It's in their DNA. Thank God for our pastors. Thank God for our leaders. But my pastor should not have to tell me that I got to do God's work. I thank God for my father. My father's been preaching the gospel for over 50 years now. He was my pastor pretty much my whole life. I was born in 1985. He surrendered to preach in 1975. Started pastoring Ben's Ford Baptist Church in 1978. My whole life has been spent under his ministry, but it's not my job, my dad's responsibility to tell me to do the work. Right. When you consider the ant, they are self-motivated. It's not the men, and I thank God for the men of God, and I thank God for the men of God that encourage us to be faithful, that encourage us, and I know I'm preaching to the choir tonight, that encourage us to go to the house of God, that encourage us to go out and soul win. But it's not their job, it's not your pastor's job to make you be faithful to the work of God, to make you be faithful to the church of God. It's not your pastor's job to make you go soul winning. It's not your pastor's job to make you build the church. It's not the pastor's job to make us be spiritual people. When you consider the ant, you will find out that an ant is self-motivated. Amen. They have no boss. They have no guide. They have no overseer. They have no ruler. Yet winter comes and they're prepared. They're prepared. Number five. When you consider the ants, ants stay positive. They stay positive. An ant knows that winter doesn't last forever. Ants know that winter doesn't last forever. Yeah, they're going to have to go on the ground for a few months. Yeah, it's going to be cold. Yeah, they can't really come out because snow's going to be on the ground. Yes, it's really dark under there. Yes, it's really cold under there. Yes, when the snow melts, it gets really wet under there. But they know that winter doesn't last forever. Can I tell you tonight, child of God, trials don't last forever. The Bible says this, weeping may endure for the night, but joy cometh in the morning.
Amen.
I don't know what you're going through. There may be somebody going here tonight going through some great, great things. I can promise you this, as a child of God, joy is going to come in the morning.
Amen.
You say, Brother Caleb, are you saying God's going to heal me? No, I am saying God's going to heal you. It may not be the way you think He's going to heal you. But I believe one day when we close our eyes in death, or believers in Christ, that's the greatest healing that's ever going to happen to us.
Amen.
Hey, listen, Joel Osteen had it wrong. He wrote the book, Your Best Life Now. Hey, this isn't our best life now. Hey, as Christians, we've got a life that's far greater than this one that's still left yet to come. We still got heaven to look forward to. And may I tell you, just stay positive. This world may be wicked. You may be going through the storms. You may be going through the trials. You may be in the boat and the waves are coming in and the storm seems that it's about to tip the boat over. Just keep praising God through the storms, because I promise you this, joy will come in the morning.
Amen.
Ants stay positive. When an ant bed gets destroyed, they don't murmur. When all of their preparations get washed away by a pressure washer, by a hose pipe, they don't complain. They just work 2 times harder to build it back better. Our church, like y'all's church, has a Christian school, and we have a football team, we have a baseball team, softball, basketball, all of that. But it seems like every week, especially during football season, we have to spray for ants. You know, Friday nights is the game, and they don't want the boys being covered in ants. We say that builds character, they say it don't, so we got to go spray for the ants. And you know what's fascinating? You will spray an ant bed. And you'll go through and spray all the ant beds on a Wednesday morning. By Friday night, it seems like there's more ant beds out there then Friday night than when you sprayed Wednesday. You can try to kill them. Run over them with your lawnmower tomorrow. I promise you this. You may take a bunch of them out, but they stay positive. They're going to build back. Hey, child of God, look how good God's been to us.
Amen.
The Bible says He daily loads us down with benefits. The Bible says every good and perfect gift cometh down from the Father of all lights. I was listening to a radio station years ago, and they said, listen, they said, if you were born in America, then you won the DNA lottery. That's what they said. Out of all the 8 billion people on the planet, if you were fortunate enough to be born in America, you won the DNA lottery. You had a far greater chance to be born in China than you did America. But we're here. In the land of the free and the home of the brave, where we can worship free, we can serve God free, we can go when we want to go, we can do what we want to do. Can I tell you, God's been good to us. No need to complain now. No need to be discouraged now. No need to be depressed now. Don't look down now. Keep looking up to God. Realize that God has loaded us down with benefits.
Amen.
And ants stays positive. Number 6, and I'm coming to an end. I would tell you I'm about to close, but I say that all the time at Ben's Ford. And I had one man come up to me with Dr. Belcher. He said, how many doors are you got to close before we get out of this sermon you call a house, or this house you call a sermon? Number 6, when you consider the ant, ants are not slackers. Ants do not quit. They don't quit. They don't quit. Go tomorrow, run over an ant bed with your lawnmower, wash a bed with a water hose. You will find out the next day they have worked all night to build that bed back. Have you ever put an obstacle in a line of ants? Seen a line of ants, maybe 500, 1,000 deep, and they're going from point A to point B, and you said, man, I'm going to really mess these ants up. I'm going to get me a 6x6 board, and I'm going to put it, you know, 6 feet long, and I'm going to put it in their path. What you do is you drop that board. You probably kill a bunch of their friends. And for a moment, they probably have some mourning. They pray, you know. If they're Baptist aunts, they have to have, you know, a fellowship dinner after the funeral and got to get the fried chicken and all of that. But you lay that obstacle in front of them. You lay that obstacle in front of them. And you think, hey, I'm going to teach you something, Mr. Ant. But if you'll watch the ant, there may be a 6x6 wooden board 6 foot long in front of them. And it may mess up their path that they had. But they're not quitters. They're not slackers. They will find another way to get from point A to point B, back to point A where their nest is. They will find another way around that board. You will find ants don't quit. They make another way. Can I encourage you tonight, child of God, don't quit. Don't quit. Don't quit. Don't quit on God. Don't quit on church. Don't quit on your Bible study. Don't quit on prayer. Don't quit on your relationship with God. We all go through rough patches. We all get discouraged. Hey, we all get our feelings hurt. Storms come. Obstacles may get in our way. We will mess up at times. But don't quit on God. Consider the ant.
Amen.
And lastly, when you consider the ant, ants spread. They spread. Ants reproduce at a rapid pace. I read where one queen can lay between 20 and 1,000 eggs a day. They estimate, and I don't know how they got this estimation, but they estimate that there are 20 quadrillion ants on planet Earth. I don't even know what kind of number that is. I just know that's a big old number. 20 quadrillion ants on Earth. Ants spread. You know how I know they spread? Because they are estimating. Whoever studies ants, I bless their heart if that's their job. But if they study ants, they have found out that they are estimating there's 20 quadrillion ants on the Earth. And it all started with two on Noah's Ark. Started with two. Hey, ants spread. They spread. They spread. There's not a place on earth that you can go, maybe other than Antarctica, where there's not ants. They're everywhere. Y'all have counties up here, correct? We have parishes. You go to Washington Parish, you know what you're going to find? You're going to find ants. You go throughout the state of Louisiana, you know what you're going to find? You're going to find ants. You go into the country of the United States of America, you're going to find ants everywhere. You go abroad to other countries and you will find out that there are ants there as well. They're everywhere. They've spread around the globe. You see, we as Christians, we as believers in Christ, we have a call on our life. We have a commission on our life. We have a command on our life to spread the gospel.
Amen.
I believe with all my heart that the gospel, Dr. Belcher, is the key. I believe Jesus is the door to heaven.
Amen.
He said He was the door to heaven.
Right.
And He left us with the gospel. The good news, I believe He left us with the key to the door that unlocks heaven. He's the door and the gospel's the key. And He's told us to take this gospel and to bring it into all the world. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. The Bible says in Acts chapter 1, verse number 8, He said, and Jesus, when He was leaving His disciples, said, go into Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and to the uttermost parts of the earth. There is not one of us that have been saved that do not have the commission, the command, or the calling to reach the world with the gospel in our life. We all have it. We all have it. We all have it. When you consider the ants, ants spread. We as Christians should be spreading as well. We should be going out, reaching other people. Helping. Now, I know God does the work, but the Bible says some plant, some water, but God brings the increase. We go out and do our part to make converts. So that, guess what? A colony here at Open Door Baptist Church, with all the great people, I know Sunday mornings, all the great people, and even tonight, what a great crowd for a Monday night of revival. All the great people here just keeps getting added to and added to and added to and added to. And then you know what happens? And I'm sure y'all have had it here. You're going to have people that's going to leave, preachers that's going to leave, that got invested here, that grew up here, and they're going to go start a colony somewhere else. And they're going to go spread, and they're going to go spread, and they're going to go spread. And spread. We have been called to spread. To spread the message of the Lord Jesus Christ. To make converts. To grow the house and the work of God. Christians, tonight, you may feel small. You may feel overlooked. You may feel insignificant. But that should never be an excuse for doing something great for God. When you consider the ant. So child of God tonight, consider the ant. I don't know about your heart, but we're going to have a verse of invitation. Is that okay, Doc? And let's just stand together as they play for us, and I'm going to have a word of prayer. But you may be here tonight and you say, Brother Caleb, I've been defeated. I've been discouraged. I've been down. God, Brother Caleb, I know I've let the devil win. I know I've let my flesh talk to me. I've made some mistakes. I've messed up. Brother Caleb, I sometimes feel insignificant. I don't feel that it was God can use me. Brother Caleb, I haven't really been doing what God's called me to do. I haven't been doing what God's called me to do. Tonight, can I challenge you to consider the ant? Just consider the ant. God can take you. God can use you. If you'll make yourself available to Him. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before You today. We love You. Thank You this night for another opportunity to stand and preach the book. God, I just pray, Heavenly Father, that this message somehow, somewhere touched somebody to encourage them in the Lord. God, I know in my life there's many times I don't feel worthy. God, I'm not worthy other than through Jesus. God, I feel small. I feel insignificant. But God, You tell me to consider the ant. Lord, You can take an ant that's very small and many consider not strong upon this earth, and You can take the ant to accomplish great things. God, I pray that we would fully surrender our lives to You to allow You to do great things through us. In Jesus' name, amen.